The archipelago of Indonesia has many threatened species of birds. Many live in the Wallacea region, which is home to more than 250 birds found nowhere else on Earth. Little is known in the West about the region, and its first field guide to birds was only published in 1997. But there are plenty of experts on Wallacean wildlife if you look in the right places. John Ryan found some on the eastern Indonesian island of Flores.
Inside an ancient volcanic crater, a steep and muddy 5-hour hike from the nearest road is the village of Wai Rebo. At its center are six giant houses, ringed by the crater walls cloaked in cloud forest. Each house is a pointed dome of smoke-darkened thatch, like a 5-story tall Hershey's Kiss. I went there by chance. I'd been on the truck to another town when a Wai Rebo schoolteacher invited me to his village. A hard day's travel later, I became the second American ever to visit Wai Rebo. Women started banging a gong to announce the arrival of a foreigner. In Wai Rebo, drums are called the voice of the village. One rainy afternoon, shortly after I'd arrived, five village women sat on the plank floor of the biggest house and practiced their beats on goatskin drums and small brass gongs. Between jam sessions, I was leafing through my 500-page Guide to the Birds of Wallacea. Several older women and a teenage boy gathered around the book, and as they turned the colorful pages, they pointed out the birds that live in the forests around Wai Rebo. They argued in a local Manggarai language over their names and their songs. A villager in her 70s, Agatha Nut, taught me the calls of the bare-throated whistler, or kiong, in Manggarai. Villagers call the kiong the champion singer for its amazing repertoire of songs that fill the forest air every morning. Agatha explained things that don't appear in any book, like how villagers rely on the call of the sisisia, or Wallacean drongo, to protect their crops. The drongo's sisisia call often comes just before troops of monkeys emerge from the forest to steal corn. The farmers know to send their dogs toward the drongos to chase the monkeys back. As the forests shrink and the older generations fade away, this kind of local ecological knowledge is getting harder to come by in Wallacea. Wai Rebo's isolation has kept its culture and its surroundings relatively intact. People in Wai Rebo are proud of their traditions, but mostly unaware of how unusual their ecosystems are. Nobody I spoke with knew that many of the region's birds could be found nowhere else on Earth, or that their homeland had been declared a global priority by BirdLife International and other conservation groups. And nobody knew that their bird-friendly method of growing coffee in the shade of other trees, with little or no chemical use, was highly valued in international markets. They do know that isolation isn't easy, and people here want a road. Coffee farmer Bruno Sumardin.
If they don't open a road, that means we people of Wai Rebo will keep having to haul coffee and rice and everything on our backs every day. If they do build a road, that probably means that our environment will lose its uniqueness and our traditions will eventually be lost. If I have to choose, I'd open a road.
For now, the top elected official in Western Flores wants to preserve the village as a cultural heritage site. Combine that with Indonesia's economic crisis, and it's unlikely that a road will be built anytime soon. Even so, I was hesitant to tell this story and risk ruining this place. Yet people in Wai Rebo want more visitors and more cash for their impoverished village. And in truth, there's little danger of Wai Rebo becoming a major tourist destination. It's not on any map, and even if you can ask directions in Indonesian, most people on Flores don't even know where Wai Rebo is. So have at it. Go to Wai Rebo in the Manggarai region of Flores Island in Indonesia. Just remember, check your legs for leeches as you hike up the volcano. Be sure to eat what you're served, even dog curry, for refusing food is a deep offense in a Manggarai house. And when it's time to settle down for the night between bamboo mat and bamboo blanket, the only sound the low hum of insects in the surrounding forests and fields, sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite. For Living on Earth, this is John Ryan in Wai Rebo, Indonesia.